Chaz and AJ News.
We are going to talk to Kent Pierce, News 8, from the site of that plane crash in Danbury. Luckily, no one died.
It's like amazing.
Minor injuries.
Wow. It's
two
amazing.
Two people walked away.
Yeah.
Get to that in a second. Good morning, Dave Riley.
Good morning, fellas.
And good morning, Gary McNamara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. All right. So Gary used to be police chief in Fairfield, and he's currently the executive director of public safety and government affairs at Sacred Heart University. I want to talk to you about this UConn story. So, you know, UConn wins. Kids on campus go nuts. Kids, young adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
They said it was like $250,000 in damage. So the president of UConn issued a statement that warns the folks responsible for damaging the campus that they are about to release the photos. And just read you a little bit from this letter. In advance of posting these videos and photographs, we are offering an opportunity to those who may have engaged in criminal activity to proactively contact police investigators to provide their information and describe their conduct. To be clear, this is not an amnesty program. If the conduct you relate to police investigators is deemed a crime, they will apply for an arrest warrant, and if approved, you will be arrested. If you are a UConn student, the arrest information will be shared with the university. This is a chance to take responsibility for your actions and be an informed participant in the process rather than waiting and wondering when the police investigators will be visiting you.
Just say, turn yourself in.
This is an opportunity to call your attorney first.
Exactly.
If you have information you would like to share, blah, 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 blah. What were you going to say, Gary?
You can be part of the process. You want to be expelled from school Tuesday or Wednesday. That's part of the process.
Yeah. Oh, just my God. It'll be fun.
This doesn't sound like a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's a lot of, first of all, it's, there's a lot of people, a lot of crowds, a lot of video. So, and it's a lot of work to go through all the video, and I get it. But, you know, look, you know, they damage stuff. They got to be held responsible. But you oftentimes have to save a lot of work, you got to get people incentivized coming forward. And to just say, you know, look, come forward because you can be part of the process. Well, you know, I mean, if you come forward and say, I did something wrong, I knocked down a pole, that's a violation of law. They said you're going to be arrested. So, you know, and maybe they should be. But if you come forward, you know, look, pay for the damages.
Yeah,
we'll give you some discipline and move on. But, you know, look, whatever. It is, you know, I don't know whether they're going to have a lot of luck. They'll have a lot of luck eventually down the line. You get one person arrested, everybody else is going to come forward. But what's the incentive?
It seems fair. Right. There's no deal. Let me take my chances. Maybe they didn't get a picture
right.
of me.
Yeah.
No pulling that pole down.
Yeah.
No BOGO. Nothing.
That's it. And it's a good example, though. You know, like after these games and these wins, people get, well, from what I hear, I'm a New York Jet fan. So for me, I don't have that feeling. But for those who do, you know, you get so excited, and at the end of the game, you got to let all that stuff out. And that's why the damage happens. That's why people get hurt at the end of these World Series games, because people are so excited. They identify as winners, even though they turn out to be losers. You know, I'm UConn. I'm part of them. We won. You know, if UConn lost, it would be they lost. But because they won, it's we won. State of Connecticut won. And then they just lose it. And
they should make
the group takes over. I don't get it. It's like AJ finally winning the lottery and going home and burning his house down.
Now I just dropped dead.
Him burning the house down isn't him winning the lottery.
The guy,
that would be a lottery win.
That's it.
They'd probably dealt with a tick in my hand.
Yeah. Well, Dave had a good idea. Maybe just make a smash room for people.
Yeah.
One of those rage rooms.
Yeah. Ahead of time.
There you go. Right in here.
Yeah. Break in
go.
Here.
Go
break.
Right in.
Right.
Make All a right. Mock... Make a note. Next business opportunity.
A little mock college city.
A little mobile one that shows up. All these 18-wheelers pop their sides open with all crowbars right. and cars to flip over.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So it didn't seem like that big of a deal to me. And I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, look, you know, you come forward, you admit you did something wrong, and you pay for the damages. I mean, if you broke something significant, you knock a light pole down or whatever, you got to be held accountable. But
no, you shut your mouth and take your chances.
That's what they're doing. They're letting it ride.
Come find me.
The way this deal is laid out, I think you take your chances.
I transfer.
I think you got it. Yeah. I mean, you know, let it ride and hope the camera angle didn't get you. But there's cameras, enough cameras, they'll find
everywhere. They were smart enough to wait to grab all the images before they made this announcement.
Right.
It's like, it's too late. They grabbed everything already.
You know, idiot friends with the cell phones that recording it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gary, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, be well, guys.
All right, man. We'll see you. There was a plane crash in Danbury last night, and Kent Pierce News 8 is there. Hey, what happened?
Hey, well, it was about a little bit before 6 o'clock last night.
Was he on the
backyard
plane?
Backyard shed.
We have a little bit of a cell phone issue with you.
Did it hit the tower on the way down?
Yeah. Ken, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, yeah. Right. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, now it's better.
Great. Yep. Where were you standing?
Okay. Don't move. So around 6 o'clock?
Yeah, a little bit before 6. Small plane just crashes into this backyard shed that I'm looking at right now. Plane's wing is still sticking out of the backyard shed. It was a training flight, we believe. So the plane is owned by a flight school, and there were two people on board, and they were doing what's called touch and goes. This is where you practice taking off and landing.
So they
just go around the airport.
Right.
Not a lot of go.
Didn't go, though. Touchdown wrong. So
they're going around and around, you know, doing this a few times. And one of their approaches, they just came in too low, apparently, clipped some trees, and then the edge of a house, and then right down into this backyard shed.
Mm. I heard a cartwheel.
Fortunately.
Did it cartwheel into the shed?
It certainly looks that way, because I'm looking at a wing sticking straight up.
Wow.
So I guess it's facing to my left right now. So the right side of the plane is kind of down in the shed, and the left wing is sticking straight up into the air.
How's the lawnmower?
Sorry. Doesn't everything that falls out of the sky cartwheel at some point?
It does.
Fortunately, nobody was seriously hurt. There were two people on board the plane, a man and a woman. They were both taken to Danbury Hospital with what the fire department's describing as minor injuries.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
And go get a lottery.
Nobody was in the shed.
Get a lottery.
So do we know the ages of the two people that came out of the plane and which one was which?
We do not. We don't know anything about their identities, just that it was a man and a woman.
Mm. Was that bird around their head at one time?
I heard that bird tweeting.
We have the pilot over here.
The 97-year-old woman always had a dream of flying.
There was somewhere I read that a woman said that the woman that got out of the plane was just happy that she had her teeth intact.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, be happy to be walking away from this at all. I mean,
right.
You're in a plane crash and you walked away from it. That's a pretty amazing thing right there.
It really is.
But having a nice
and
smile.
It's amazing, too, that they didn't end up in somebody's house because this neighborhood I'm in, the houses are pretty close together. Yeah. So to miss all the occupied structures and just end up in, you know, somebody's backyard shed, you know, that's pretty lucky.
Man.
Yep.
So it hit the neighbor's house and then hit the shed or slash one
car? Just the very top of, I think, the house whose shed this is, I think it just clipped the very edge of the roof is what it looks like from here.
Yeah.
And then kind of, as you like to say, cartwheeled into the shed down below. So it's a modest, like, two-story house, and the very peak of the roof looks like it's got a little bit of damage.
Yeah. A little further would be a tumble salt.
Well, they were probably landing at the time, so they weren't going too fast either.
Yeah.
So they're
that's exactly right.
Probably have full flaps out.
We're only about 2 miles from the airport itself right here.
I would say that that student does not get a good grade on this landing.
Got a do-over.
This is not a good one.
You don't get that smiley face sticker at the top of your paper?
May have to take the course over again, yeah.
Well, I just never even thought to ask, like, when you're going to buy a house, is there a flight school around here?
Wow.
You know what?
Good to know now.
What's that red light on the roof of my house mean? Right.
Flight school, racing school, you know, parachutists, all these things.
And you know what's You know what's pretty interesting? What we found out from the manager of Danbury Airport is they're one of the busiest, the five busiest general aviation airports in New England. They get 60,000 touch-and-goes like this, the practicing of taking off and landing, 60,000 per year.
They're the busiest flight school place, because when we were doing the thing at the airport, the guy was telling us that if you want to go to Danbury, because that's got the most flight school programs going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, no.
Busy. Well, you know, then they're doing something right over there, because we very rarely hear something like this happening.
Out of 60,000, yeah, one.
When's the last time they had one, Kent?
I don't know about the last time. I've covered probably three or four other plane crashes in Danbury in the past 20 years. But, you know, I'm not the plane crash correspondent, so I haven't covered every single one.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you're doing that,
you know, Crash Pierce.
3 in 20 years doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah.
Still safer than a car. It is.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just a lot more car crashes.
I'll take a car.
Because it falls out of the sky. You want to talk about it. When people cars are hitting a rock.
Cars don't car
pole.
Wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just amazing when you look at the images to think two people walked out with minor injuries.
And a nice smile.
Really, that's the story.
And a nice smile.
Yeah.
Killer smile.
Yeah. So, all right, Kent, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, Kent Pierce, News 8, Danbury, plane crash. Did you see this weirdo thing with the Dalai Lama?
Yes.
Wow.
Bizarre.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. Very bizarre. It's also.
Did he ask the kid if he could suck his tongue?
Suck on the tongue. I just saw that last night.
Yeah.
Isn't that a song by Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Reminded
suck my tongue.
Reminded me of my moments with Father Flanagan when I was a little kid.
Is he acting dirty? Suck my tongue.
All right. The Dalai Lama has issued an apology for his actions at an event earlier this year. A video has surfaced of the 87-year-old being asked by a young boy for a hug.
Normal.
He then pulls the boy's chin and kisses him on the mouth.
Normal.
Then the music started playing.
Sentence we get further and further away from normal.
I was thinking the piano kicks in.
Is it normal to kiss a kid on the mouth?
No.
I guess if you're the Dalai Lama.
No.
Really?
I don't know.
Or sometimes a scout leader.
No. What badge is that?
It's a Weeblo.
And then he asked the kid to suck my tongue. Right.
He said he meant toe.
AJ's getting excited.
They're both bad. They're both bad.
Oh, God. All right, what is this audio? Is this audio of the suck my tongue moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I hug you?
Okay, come.
He instigated.
And suck my tongue.
Oh, my God.
Suck my tongue. But in the video, he kissed him on the lips first. He came in, and the kid kind of like, and he's like, yeah, suck my tongue. And he sticks his tongue out. I'm like, oh, that is so creepy.
My stomach just dropped like that plane. It just cartwheeled.
Buy me a drink first, something.
No.
Let's talk.
There's not enough alcohol in the world.
Buy me dinner.
That is wild.
Yeah, bad deli, bad.
And they're, you know, of course, they're issuing statements. Mm-hmm. Holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way.
That means it didn't work. Hey,
you know what? He'll be on a beer can next week. It's going to be awesome.
In public and before cameras.
Dolly Light.
His apology comes after the video, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. You can't just say, oh, that Dalai Lama, he's some prankster.
Suck my tongue.
I remember how many times I've been asked that.
That's not a good enough response.
That's creepy.
He just likes to joke around with those kids.
Yep.
They also didn't say anything for like months. This happened like at the beginning of February or something.
Oh, wow.
It's the video coming out. That's the problem.
But that's super creepy. Even if you're with somebody, like you're in a relationship and you were like, hey, suck my tongue.
It's a weird one.
You got a 50-50 if they're going to be like, oh, okay.
Or, I don't think it's 50-50. I think that's too good of odds.
Yeah, it's like lick my face. Yeah.
Right. That is not a first date request.
No. There's got to be a lot of tequila before that. And then you go, all right.
Again, there's not enough tequila. Man.
How many times have you done this where you think that, I'm comfortable with asking for this. The other stuff, I'll wait until later.
Right.
Like, and it's difficult.
What's going on?
Yeah, no.
Did you ever try to suck somebody's tongue?
Nope.
That's a hard one.
No.
It's not easy.
Like, no.
It depends if they brush your teeth first.
Or if they got a piercing. That would be bad, too.
Yeah, oh, right. And then you have one also. Now you're linked.
The weird rules your parents or your friend's parents had. Call them in. 203-882-9757. Got a list here.
Oh, yeah.
10 bizarre rules parents had for kids. A mom told her kids not to cover their mouths when they coughed or sneezed.
Really?
Because she didn't want their hands to get dirty.
Oh, makes sense.
Germy works.
That has to be before COVID.
Right,
definitely.
Yeah.
And don't wipe when you poop.
Yeah.
Get your hands dirty.
And you're using old toilet paper.
Yes. I don't like dirty paper.
Oh.
Wow.
We had one. I hung out with this kid. I don't want to say his last name, but Keith.
Okay.
And
our boss?
No. We would... you know, it was all permission.
Uh-huh.
So you're at the dinner table. No one spoke unless they were spoken to.
Okay.
The kids.
Right.
And it was, may I have permission to leave the table?
Oh, yes. Man, my cousins had that, too. Yeah.
Mine did,
it's an old school thing.
Yeah.
You have to have permission to be excused.
Right. Even.
Yeah. May I be excused?
Yeah.
And I sat there, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not succumbing to the man. I'm getting up and leaving this thing.
I did. I was afraid. I was afraid of his father.
Our rule was, if you finish your meal, you can bail. And I used to vacuum my food.
Yeah.
You know, I ate like a cavone, you know, gone like a dog.
I've seen you.
Yep, I was gone.
Yeah.
Yep, I still eat that way.
Well, is that a rule, or is it just that's how it goes?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, once you finish your food, why are you going to sit there? You know, watch everybody else eat?
Yeah.
No. Bail.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, my mom was old school Italian, so there was a bunch of rules. But one I remember, and I still to this day, don't do it. She would tell us we can't eat food in our rooms. I don't know why. She says something like, oh, they get bugs. I'm like, oh. So to this day, I still don't do it.
Crumbs in the bed.
Not even that. It just doesn't make any sense. You can get bugs in any room of your house.
Yeah, but why invite them? Mice.
I think that's a good rule for kids, though, because they're going to just get distracted, and then now you got something melting into the dresser.
Their ham sandwich
food in my room. Yeah. I was like a hamster. I had stuff everywhere.
Really?
You know, you're like, I'm hungry. What's down in this drawer?
Let me check my sock drawer.
He'd push his
cheeks
out.
You don't want to go in my sock drawer when I was a kid.
That's what we want.
That's a whole other snack.
You starch those things?
Any room that didn't have a table in it, we weren't allowed to eat in.
Oh.
It was that kind of thing.
There was an unwritten rule. I don't think it was a rule, but like we never brought food into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Like, that's
that
not,
would be weird.
That to me is, there's a line crossed.
Yeah, it'd be a short trip.
Yeah.
You would digest too fast.
In one end, not the other.
Yeah. Raisin bran.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Eat in the bathroom. That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the bathroom, but I have to. So I ain't going to eat in there.
That happens here. I find food in the bathroom.
That's weird.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, I find food in the bathroom. I found chicken wings one time in the bathroom.
What?
I found popcorn. We used to have popcorn machine.
You mean when the chicken wings were clogging the toilet then? That doesn't count.
Come on.
No.
We had a guy, we called him the Mad Crapper.
Yeah,
bad.
No.
That's a whole other thing. We're talking about rules.
These chicken wings were in the garbage. You know, like they were like someone ate all the meat off the bones, and they were in the garbage in the bathroom.
That's gross.
Right.
Popcorn
trail. Popcorn trail from the urinal to the sink.
Well, we know who that was.
Yeah.
And that popcorn machine, gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks, you're so excited to have it here, and then you see how people just reach in with their grubby hands, and you're like, every kernel in there has been touched by somebody's hand.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth. And then they put it in their mouth, and the fan,
and reach back in.
It's out my mouth. Now, where's it going? Back in the popcorn.
See? This is why I don't share popcorn.
You're basically kissing that person.
But if he was the kid that had the rule not to cover his mouth, he would have been safer. See?
So the guy basically got from his junk to the popcorn. To the junk.
Mm, right. Salty.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I found candy wrappers in there. It's amazing.
Oh, that is bad.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
you
but
should
in a bar,
never eat in a bathroom.
If you're in a bar, it's normal to be holding your beer or drink, peeing and drinking at the same time. That happens all the time.
I have a weird rule. I like, if I have a bottle, I'll carry the bottle in.
Yeah.
But I will not carry an open mug in there. I'll drink the beer first.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Because you're worried about overspray. I don't know.
Somebody watch my drink.
I don't know why I'm okay with the open bottle.
Because you got pee mistins.
It's like gorillas in the mist. Pee in the mist.
Pee mistins.
Yeah, man. It's just feces in the air.
Right.
Yes.
There's fecal in the air.
There's poop particles.
Yes.
In the air.
Yes.
You're just not drinking enough. Because once you get to that point, you don't care.
Really?
Because there's been nights you're in a public restroom laying on the floor going,
yes, if you're that drunk, yes.
Pardon me.
The tile feels nice and cold.
Oh, it's so cool.
What's that, Andre?
I said, I don't really like using urinals because I feel like there's a little bit of a mist that sprays back.
You're not wrong.
Wait for a stall.
Yeah.
There is.
So when you go in the sink?
I'd rather sometimes, man. Sometimes some of those bathrooms are nasty, like Toad's Place, forget it.
Yeah. All right, Andre, thank you. Mike in Westport.
My mom had one, guys. No singing at the dinner table. And I never got, no one ever sang at the dinner table anyway, but they would always say that.
How about on a birthday? That's a happy birthday to you.
And we can't sing it.
Yeah, like Lou
Reed. Happy birthday.
You got to do like slam poetry instead. Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about the weird rules your parents or your friend's parents had. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. 203-882-9757. Comedian Dave Riley's hanging up. Did your parents, AJ, have any weirdo rules?
Yeah, Halloween. I was not allowed to trick-or-treat.
Oh, that's right.
Yep,
really?
Because my mom felt I was begging. She didn't want us begging. So we, in turn, wasn't going to get any candy. My mom would buy us all the best stuff.
Yeah.
And so basically it bought for us. So I had Snickers bars, I had Chunky bars, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
So I wasn't out there
pilfering. You didn't want for anything.
Right, yeah.
But you didn't get the opportunity to
dress up?
2 years. 2 years I got to do that, and then mom said, okay, it was over.
Really?
Yeah, when I was like 6 or 7, because I remember having those stupid plastic masks with the thing. And
I love those
the
masks.
The condensation in your face. And
condensation.
You can smell your own
breathe.
Bad breath.
Yeah, you can't breathe. The eye holes don't match. And you only know you're crushed when you hear the car horn beep.
AJ's knocking on the bathroom door in his house. Going to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Right, trick or treat.
Yeah, so we were not allowed to trick or treat.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember we did that when we got here. This came out over the year, and we were like, we're going to have you trick-or-treat.
Yes, you did. You sent me.
And you were like in your, what, 30s or whatever.
Oh, and you went out trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I did. And you know what? Folks were cool. They gave me stuff.
Good for you, AJ.
I think they're frightened. This kid has a growth problem. I'm still like little kids. I'm like, trick-or-treat!
Yeah.
And they looked at me like, okay, just give them candy.
They were scared.
Get out of here.
They were afraid of you.
Yeah, one lady said, take everything, please.
Don't come back.
It happens.
Emma in Wallingford.
So my neighbor had a really weird rule. They had invited me over for dinner one time, and we're sitting there, and the table's set properly, but I noticed that there's no glasses on the table. So I'm just like, I take a glass of water. And they all looked at me and said, no, we don't drink until after dinner. Like, what?
No water.
Wow.
Nothing. No milk, no water, soda, Kool-Aid, nothing.
Beer.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That is weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, but it was a rule. There was no drinks.
They must have, like, spilled stuff.
Oh, spilling issue, probably.
Yeah, probably. Mom got tired of, like, mopping up.
I don't know, sometimes if you drink too much, you're too full, so now you're not going to eat.
Oh, okay, so I want to make sure the food is packed, then you get some liquid.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. Right. I don't know. I never had that in my house. But
there's a kid's mom that thought drinking more than one glass of water a day would dilute the nutrients in their body.
Okay.
So after one glass of water, they had to drink 7 Up.
Oh, okay.
So, that'll bring the nutrients back.
Yes. Yes.
It's such a healthy option.
Right.
7 Up has 7 nutrients that you need, vitamins and minerals.
Yes.
At least.
And they'll make you feel up.
Up your nutrients.
Those are the kids who could not play sports after school. They play hell of a tuba, though.
Here, have a beer.
Yeah. I'd love to hear, like, the origins of some of these stupid rules.
Yeah.
Like that one that your neighbors, that's wild.
That's right, different.
Thank you. Stephanie in Fairfield.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two two of my family rules. One's funny and one was strict. So the strict one was my mother would make me say, may I, instead of can I.
Mother, may I?
So automatically, I corrected too.
Automatically, if I ask for something, I'd be like, can I have this? She'd be like, sure, you can have anything you want.
But I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
May I have it? You have to ask correctly.
We had teachers who would do that to us.
Right.
Mother, may I? And then, so at my growing up at my stepfather's house, he used to use so much ketchup on everything that he wasn't allowed to keep ketchup on the dining room table during dinner. It had to be on the floor. The bottle of ketchup.
On the floor!
Right.
I don't want to look at it.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, those are my two ones, guys.
On the floor.
Right.
On the floor, yep. Nope.
So he could have as much ketchup as he wanted.
Everything.
On the floor.
Like he put it on turkey and steak.
He put on ketchup.
Yeah, I've met people ketchup freaks.
They
love their ketchup.
Ketchup Bob.
Because it's pure sugar.
Yep.
It's just.
Oh, you know, Bob was actually, he's a family member of mine.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that who you're talking about?
No, definitely not Bob.
Oh, just ran in the family.
Ran in the family.
Right. That's, wow.
Yep.
How funny is that?
Uncle. Wow. So he could use as much ketchup as he wanted, but he just couldn't put the bottle on the table. She didn't want to see it on the table. But he could pour as much on as he wanted.
Why in your pocket?
I mean, he had to do it, you know, and like, just like the little bits here and there, because he used to put it, like, disgustingly on the whole piece of meat. Like, you couldn't see the meat. It was just ketchup.
It's like, you could have just gave him a... What's going on over there?
The voice is getting louder.
I thought that was you, Chaz. I thought you were jumping in a soundbite. I'm like, what's that got to do with anything that's going on? Why is he cleaning a little kid?
I thought Ruth was talking.
You all looked at me.
Oh, that's funny.
Why is it Ruth?
I'm just sitting here minding
my business. Dude, what makes you? We didn't forget you.
Stephanie, I have a quick
question. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Stephanie. Sure. You're awesome.
Did he have to pour the ketchup under the table, or was he allowed to bring the ketchup bottle up on the table to pour it?
Good question.
Well, no, he just had to do small portions, and once he, like, poured it, he had to put it on the floor. He put it right next to his chair.
Why don't you take a bite of food and squirt it in his mouth? <All right.
laughs> That would be easier.
Shots of ketchup.
Just like give a beer him a bowl of ketchup.
Perfect. Write him out every time.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Stephanie.
Awesome, guys. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too.
All right.
Scott at the aquarium.
Hey, it's Joe from Long Island Aquarium.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Morning, guys. I had my dad's sister. They've long passed, but she was old school Italian. And she had the velvet rope across the living room, like the movie theater, old velvet ropes. And the kids were not allowed to go into that room. We could not go past that velvet rope.
That's for company, understand? Company.
Everything was plastic covered.
Yep,
plastic.
My grandmother had couch condoms.
Same.
Yeah.
She had the couch condoms on
my
everything.
My grandparents did, too.
My Puerto Rican grandparents had that. Yep. Yep.
And we weren't allowed to sit on it. I'm like, well, what's the point of the cover?
Why is it here?
We got to sit on it, but your legs would sweat in the summertime.
If you had shorts on,
forget
about it.
Yeah, if you sat there too long, you got like you left a layer of skin.
There was a wet spot with hair.
We got to peel each other off.
Descriptive.
Comedian Dave Riley's hanging out. We're talking about the weirdo rules your parents or your friends' parents had. 203-882-9757. Rebecca in Manchester.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
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 Hey, so I have a weird one from when I was growing up. If we slammed the door, we would have to open and close the door quietly 20 times.
20 times.
Wow. Oh.
Yes.
Wow, so Dad wasn't worried about the heat or the AC.
Former military?
No.
But Dad, put your head in it.
Wow. That is, and who policed that? Mom and Dad, or
just Dad?
Just Dad.
That's a dad sounded thing.
Okay. Like, wow, 20 times. That'll get you. So, to this day, do you slam a door?
I don't.
Even when she's, she's angry.
She even speaks softly.
Slowly.
But that's the one thing, you know, you could unhinge Dad with. Like, that's your thing over him.
Right.
If he really gets you mad and you're like, you know, I really don't mind opening and closing the door 20 times.
Right.
Wham!
Or you slam it and run.
Slam it.
Or just do it 19 times.
Right before you leave for college. I'm out of here. Slam. Ha!
Did he ever explain why?
No.
No.
Nope. No. I don't know why.
I know when someone slams my car door.
It was just weird.
I feel like doing that to them.
Wow.
No, we never did the car door.
Yeah.
It was just inside.
Slam the trunk door. I'm like,
wow, that's
put
a
your
good
head
one.
In
slam the door once.
Yep.
Open and close, nice and quietly, 20 times.
Yep.
I don't know why there's something so satisfying about slamming a door.
It does feel good.
Yeah,
it's a punctuator. It's a punctuator to your mood.
You can't hang up on someone by slamming the phone
when
anymore.
We would slam a door. I think that's why.
Oh, okay. It's like I'm still paying for this thing. Don't knock it over.
Right.
And after a good fight, there's nothing better than a door slam. To
my house will come
with
you.
Put the period on the end of the sentence, you know?
Yeah. I don't even need to be mad, though. Like, if I'm just excited about, like, the meal I'm heating up in the microwave, slam!
Right. My house.
Yeah, heat that up.
My house, you slam the door, it's coming with you.
Good one. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you
love
too.
You.
We're going to get to Mike in Stratford in a second. Phil was saying something about we were talking about ketchup because that was a weird rule.
Yeah.
One family couldn't have the ketchup bottle on the table because someone had ketchup with everything. And there's some deal going on at Fenway with ketchup?
Yeah, so I skipped past this story yesterday because I was like, what are they complaining about now? But I guess whatever their food distributor is at Fenway Park, they use a sugar-free ketchup. It's a sugar-free and gluten-free ketchup, and people hate it. It's disgusting, so people are like stopping at McDonald's before they go in, ordering like one small fry with like 57 ketchup packets, and then they sell them to other people in
nice.
The stands because they can't eat the ketchup at Fenway Park.
Smoke blue ketchup.
Dude, we got a side hustle.
Yo, man.
We got to get some ketchup and hang out for Fenway.
Let me get two packs.
Well, first you have to go to Fenway.
Right, but I just said we hang out
have
front.
You ever been there?
No, we can hang out I'll hang out front.
This is what brings AJ to Fenway.
Exactly.
One of the most famous ballparks in the world.
Money.
Yeah, I could sell ketchup there.
Frig, yeah.
How could you do ketchup with no sugar? It is sugar.
Sugar-free, like gluten-free, and people hate it.
Yes, tomato paste, basically.
Hate it.
When will we normal people rise up and just start fighting back? It's ketchup!
Really? Relax, people.
It's baseball!
Right, relax, people.
Who's screwing this up? Who convinced the Red Sox to disrespect a hamburger?
Right.
Rice.
Or hot.
Who, like the most American thing ever, go to a baseball game, get a hot dog and a hamburger
right.
and some ketchup and a beer.
Right.
No. Who screwed this up? Who in that organization said, oh, you know what? The sugar and the ketchup, it's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I know.
Oh, that's the problem.
I know the seats are small, but come on.
Sugar and the
they really are, though. You're right, though.
We're going to fire with small. Fat bass is fit.
You know what, AJ? I think
probably
you
it.
May have.
I think you hit it, bro.
We can't fit these people in these seats anymore.
Keep breaking the seats, and they keep on putting butter on them.
That could be it.
That's it.
I think you're right.
Yep.
All right. Mike and Stratford.
Called FAS, Fat Ass.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
So you brought back a bad memory for me. Ready?
Oh.
When we were kids, oh, this is a good one. My dad used to take a scoop of Vicks if we had a cough and make us swallow Vicks vapor.
No.
Vicks! Swallow? That's not a... That,
you're not supposed to swallow. No, you're supposed to put it under your nose.
You don't ingest it.
Oh.
Every time we had a cough, he would take a scoop and make us swallow Vicks. And he used to change tires for a living. So his fingers were always dirty, and you might.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you some
memory you guys made me bring up in my head.
I'm gonna tell you some
true story.
I'm gonna tell you something right now from the heart. Your dad was trying to kill you.
No, you know what that does.
I'll teach him. Never get sick again. Otherwise, this is what happens.
That's right. You do that, and you say, "Watch this." the kids, you could put that under their nose all friggin' day. They're still going to get colds.
Yeah.
I start sticking it down their throats. You watch how they straighten right
out. Yeah,
they drop dead. Oh, I can't remember if I coughed still or not because I think we're just traumatized every time. It's like, okay, it's time for the Vicks. So we're like, no.
I'd be like, I'm good. So, I feel better.
So every time you fart, you're like a vaporizer.
Yes,
it's nice breath.
You walk past someone having a menthol cigarette, just wind up in the fetal position on the ground.
You pass gas. You pass gas, the whole family breathes free.
That's got to hurt coming out. Think about it.
Listen. So you guys just shook up the cage. I'm like, oh, I got to call with this one.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye.
See you, Mike.
Menthol poop.
Wow.
That's got to be.
That's pretty amazing. Right? Chest, under the nose.
In the mouth.
In the mouth.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you look at the bottle, it says you're not supposed to take it orally. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost 100% on this one.
I'm 100%.
Not that I've
I don't even have to read the bottle.
Not that I haven't looked at it and went, that looks tasty. I'm going to have some.
Right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.